are lawful. He said, but not all things are what? Are profitable. That is lawful does not mean it's profitable. Is it lawful for you to drink and stand down and fall on the road? Yes, nobody will arrest you, provided you don't drive. It's when you drink and die. Provided you are walking with your leg and you are drunk to stupor, you did not commit any crime. But is it profitable to you? Does it help your life? Does it empower your life? Or does it what? Diminish it. So there are principles that you should keep. Laziness is not a sin, but life will answer you. So the Bible says, let him that is lazy that will not work, let him not eat. So it's a principle that if you won't walk, you won't eat. If you won't walk, you won't eat. And if you eat, it means you are a thief because you stole the food. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't walk, the scripture says you should not eat. It's a principle, sir. It may not be a sin, but if you must not end in captivity, you must apply them. Someone said here. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15 says, the way of the transgressor, of the disobedient, is hard. Good understanding, application of principles, understanding the instructions of God will bring favor to your life. He said, but the way of a transgressor is hard. The life of a man that lives against the advice and the instructions of God is what? Is hard. The doctor tells you, with this condition you have, stay away from pepper. He said, which nonsense, rubbish. Is it a crime? Is it a crime to eat pepper? In short, I'm going to grind a tarugu and I'll eat it. How can you tell me not to? I have my life. It's my life. So it's your life. Eat it. When you eat it, you will now understand the reason why what he gave you this. So many times you run back to the doctor. And this is what's happening. I told him not to eat pepper. He said, yes, it's okay. Now it has gone higher. Maybe drugs was going to do, but now maybe we'll go to surgery. That's how it is in life. When God gives you principles, you refuse to apply them. When you run with that, when you hit the wall, you will come back. And most times, the destruction or the harm that has been caused by that your disobedience, sometimes they are beyond repair. Sometimes you pay for it for the rest of your life. Yes, sir. I have a classmate that went to secondary school together. The dad would always say the dad was a mopo man. The dad would bring gun to the house. He would tamper with it. He would come and show us. Anything the dad brings, he would show us. He was the one I saw bullet from the first time. He smuggled it to school. And the dad would always want it. Until one time came, Yakubu. He took the dad's tear gas. I don't know how he went, but the thing exploded in his hand. And these three fingers were off. Last time I saw him, he still these two fingers on his hand. Last time I saw it. When the minute I saw the hand, I remember. That's for life. For life. Next time when he wants to bring children, obey your parents in the Lord. He will show them his hand. This is what it cost him. Some time God, it cost him only his finger. Some people, it cost them their life. Principles are meant to make you. Stay disobeying them. Disobeying them will put you into captivity. The Bible said, for my word are not what? He said, they are not grievous. My commandments are not grievous. They are not meant to grieve you. They are not meant to oppress you. They are meant to build you. Someone said here. Now, sir. Today is our covenant day of exemption. Now, let's look at the principles of God concerning this our time, so that we know what we need to be exempted from. This is one of the scriptures that puts fear in me anytime I read it. Matthew chapter 24, let's start from verse 3. Jesus speaking, and he began to open our eyes to the things that will be happening in our time. And sir, when we finish going through this, you will know that indeed you need exemption. Funny enough, not all will be exempted though. Just like in the time of Noah, not everybody survived. Even in this time, some will not survive. Though they showed them the ark. People saw the ark, they refused to enter. It says, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives. And the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man will what? Will deceive you. So now, take note. It says, for many shall come in my name. They will say they are pastors. Saying, I am Christ. I'm the Savior. Christ there means what? The anointed. I am anointed. We have many of them today. Selling apple, selling beer, in church, praying with palm wine. Oh man, amen. I shall deceive many. Next, it says, and ye shall hear wars. That one. And rumors of what? Of wars. Now, that wars there, when wars come, what is the result of wars is poverty. That, sir, in case you don't know that poverty comes from wars, go on the net after this service, search Gaza. Look at the line there. You can only prosper when there is peace. So the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for in it lies your what? Prosperity. There are some kind of gunshot you will hear now. Eh? You will not open your shop tomorrow. You won't even go to work. Your God will not even ask you, why didn't you come? There are some, you know, it's not a big, not one gunshot. There are some kind of gunshot when you hear them. It said wars. Now, that one brings poverty. It said rumors of wars. Now, why the rumors of wars? Because that is what brings fear into the hearts of men. Many are living in fear today, perpetually. Perpetually, sir. Fear. He said, see that ye be not what? Troubled. For all these things must come to what? To pass. But the end is not what? It's not yet. For nations shall arise against nations. Kingdom against kingdoms. There shall be famine. Famine talks about hunger. At least not getting expensive. I was watching a program today, and I saw how some people now are moving from village to village, buying garri, packaging it to export it outside the country. We are saying garri is expensive. By the time this thing now becomes the order of the day, garri will hit 5,000. Famine! The reason they are exporting it is because there is no food in those places they are sending it to. But they have the money to pay. Jesus foretold this thing to us. He said there will be famine. That's why I have a stand for that. No matter who becomes the leader of Nigeria or the leader of the world, he's the same. Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's the same. Yesterday, the aspirant to be the former president of US was, they tried to assassinate him. He's the world we live in. He's the world we live in. He's the world we live in. Sir, with the way the Ogara has been built now, light, you can't say that there will not be Nepal light. That time has passed. The only thing you can say is Nepal light cannot enter my what? My house. In the same way, there are some prophecies in life, they must come to pass. The only thing you can say is for me and my household, how can we be what? Exempted. Because if it is for them to come to pass, and they have already started coming to pass. It's a pestilence. This connotes also to hunger. Pest will destroy what? Farm produce. And earthquakes in diverse what? All these are the beginning of what? Sorrow. People are in pain today. People are in tears today. People are in bitterness today, sir. Sorrow in the world, sir. It's moving around. It's moving around. People are angry. That was yesterday. I was returning from church. And the bike man was passing, the lady was passing, there was a big space. So the woman refused to go to the other side, the bike man refused to go to the other side. The bike man said, you know this? He said, you know where? He started quarreling. Everybody's angry. Everybody's angry. If they are not angry, when you get to the market, you become angry. Verse 6 on. He said, then shall they deliver you up to the afflicted. Affliction. All manner of diseases, sir. Spiritual ones, physical ones, health ones, all manner, sir. They are in this our season. He said they shall kill some of you. And ye shall be hated of what? Of all nations. People, we are in a season where because you are just a Christian, people dislike you. It's not their fault. It's how the season is supposed to be. It has been prophesied. They just dislike you. Say, my problem with you is that this church will carry for him. People say, you don't carry church for him. You're in for the good things. Telling me, I know. You belong to the kingdom of God, and I belong to life. You will hate me. It's normal. Amen. It says, I yet shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's not you they hate. So when you see them attacking men of God, all manner, it's not them. It's not you they are attacking. You that is preaching. They are attacking the person you are what? You're preaching about. That's the pain. That's the pain, sir. It's not you, it's the name you represent. Amen. You know, there is something about bitterness. If I'm bitter before apostle now, maybe I'm bitter towards him. When someone said, ah, bro, we have bought a Corolla, say nonsense, Corolla and a moto. He said, bro, we have bought a shoe, that one a shoe, a bad shoe. When they said, bro, we have built a mansion, is it by building mansion? Why not invest? What's mansion? Mansion you will leave and go to heaven? You are bitter. There is no how, you are looking from the eyes of that. There is no how that person will do anything that will bring you joy. Because you already hate the person. And because you hate him, you hate all that concerns him. Jesus is telling you this ahead of time. In case they hate you, don't be angry. It's not you. It's the name you are calling. If you were like them, they would like you. Amen? He said, then shall many be offended. Some will be offended. Because of those things, I said, I'm not serving God again. They will get backsliding. Some challenges will come that some will backslide. He said, and shall betray one to another. Now, what caused Judas to betray Jesus? Money. We are in that season, sir. The Bible says, in the last day, men shall no longer be lovers of God, but rather lovers of what? Money. So, and they will love themselves and pleasure. And what brings pleasure? It's money. The Bible said, wine is good for refreshment. Food is good for the stomach. He said, money answered what? So it's money. They will betray each other for money. Your fellow Christian brother will report you in your office so that you'll be sacked. So that his own money will increase. In case you are surprised. Don't be surprised. It's a time we live in. You have to just prepare yourself to be accepted. Because it will happen. The time we live in. Shall hate one another. Next verse. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. It said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So we are in a time when sin is normal. Amen. So we are in a time when sin is normal. I remember then, I think it was all secondary school time, when some of us started getting into little children relationship. Even by mistake, you are walking with a lady. You see a teacher or someone, you jump to the other side of the road. You jump to the. But today, sir, they snap and they post on social media. And I wonder where their parents are. At this my age, there are some pictures I can't post because I'm thinking, what if my father sees this? What if my family members see this thing? He said, the Lord of many shall wash you. The things they do, because it will become normal. And there is one slogan they have. Now me first one, everybody the woman. That's the slogan that destroys a man first. Everybody, that everybody is doing it does not make it right. It's the time we live in, sir. All manner. So in case you are saying, why is sin abounding? Are the pastors not preaching? It's not that way. That's the end of the world we are getting into. And that's the way it's going to be. It will keep getting higher. Getting higher. Today now, fornication has been normalized. Soon as adultery will be normalized, before you know it's murder, gradually, one by one. You say you can kill somebody provided you feel like. Provided you don't hurt anybody. You know, I heard that there's a treatment that doctors do. There was a name I wanted to get. He said, you can pay a doctor, your doctor, to kill you with an injection. There's a name we call it. They give you the injection and you and he dies. He's lawful. He will sign the document. Evil, sir. You say the best inside, say make a killer, I'm going to kill him. But the last whichever, he told me to kill him, sir. I was just doing my job. So he to be normalized. He's getting daily, one after the other. He's getting normalized. He said, and that will make the love of many to do what? To ask him. He said, but he that shall endure unto the end. He said, the same shall be what? Shall be saved. So someone say there is hope. Sir, even in the midst of all these trials, sir, poverty, panic, hunger, sorrows, strange sickness, sudden death, backsliding, attack on loved ones, sin everywhere in the world, there is still a plan of exemption. Scripturally, the nature of God has never changed. And every time the Bible says, with every temptation, God is able to make a way of what? Of escape. Someone say there is a way of escape. But sir, it's whether you are interested. Yesterday, I remember going to watch football. It was late, Champions League. And they held us and they just came to the place, ushered all of us into a police van. Say, ah. That's when I knew that loitering and listening is a crime. That we're loitering. But that time, I was in a front. They loaded us into the van and they went to load more people. And while we were there, somebody was passing. And the other guy that was sitting close, he told me, open up. They don't hook the padlock. And that one removed the key. The first guy jumped. I jumped out there. One of my friends stayed there. He stayed inside the van. With some other people, they didn't jump, they stayed there. They stayed there. I ran to the hostel. I got to the hostel, I told them, it's inside the van. And he's there. And when I see the man, they say, no, say the way we are running, the police will shoot us. So, okay? In the same way, you can show someone it's the way out of your situation, and you say, no, I won't pass. That's something about your beliefs. You must accept man's ability to reject useful information. You can tell a man, this will prompt you to answer. I'm not interested. I'm not going. He will tell you, I'm not. Sir, that's human. So I'm not interested. You go ahead. That's why God gave man what? Free will. Even God does not force man to do anything. Yes, sir. Man has what we call, that's dominion. Is what he wants to do, he will do. You can only convince him. You can only what? Amazing. He was there, sir. In the same way, there is a way of escape in this season. There are principles that would make sure that your exemption is established if you are willing to apply them. Someone that is willing, say, I'm willing.
I'm willing.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. The Bible said, then they that feared the Lord spake up to one to another the same prophecy concerning the time when things were difficult. Now, when you read from the verse that they began to say, what is the reward in serving God? From verse 15, I believe. So he said, what is the reward in serving God? We are serving God, and it looks as if our life is not different. It looks as if what is happening to the wicked is happening to the righteous. He said, the wicked are even prospering. Why are we then serving God? Is it not the time we are living in? Somebody once told me, he said, sir, to prosper, you can't be a Christian and prosper. I said, sir, the person is in church. Thus, he has concluded, sir, with the way he's looking at things. Amen. With the way, sir, and from that eye, if you are not careful, he will join the other side. Because he sees more than enough reason to jump ship. They said, we are in such a time. When they say, what is the benefit of serving God? Now, verse 16 says, for those of us that are holding strong, it said, that day that feared the Lord spake unto one to another, the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance that was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. Verse 17. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In that day, in that time of trial, I will make up my jewels. I will spare them. Someone say he will spare them. I will spare them as a man spareth his own what? His own son. Someone say there is exemption for me. Now, whether you believe it now is another question. That your case is different. There is a provision for you. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 to 6. A vision of Ezekiel. When destruction will come, this vision even talked about the destruction starting from church. Because there were some people in church there that were in church yet they were in idol houses. They were in church yet they were in shrines. Even some pastors, some were in the altar. He said, but before the destruction came, God always has a plan of exemption, sir. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, walk through the midst of Jerusalem, set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh, that cry, upon all the abomination that is done in the midst thereof. There are some people that are not in support of what is happening. Put a mark on them. Put a mark on them. What's that mark for? Next verse. And to the others, he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. So, crying does not exempt you. Did you see that? Crying. Crying does not exempt. Slay utterly. Old, young, both maid, little children, women. But come not near any man upon whom the mark is upon. And begin at my what? So, sir, if you are in church and the seal of exemption is not upon you, it will meet you inside church. So, it's not about running into church. It's about being in the principles. It's about doing what the word says. It's not about being a member of a church. Because it will start from the what? As many as have the what? When the angel of destruction was passing through Egypt, he told us, put blood on your house. Any house that there is no blood, whether the house belongs to Joseph, I will smite. Even if it is Joseph's, you are the brother to Joseph, the kingdom to Joseph, you do not put the blood upon your lintel, it will enter. Oh, and the Israelite does not enter. Me and Joseph will eat in the same day. Where is your principle? Are you in the place of obedience to instruction? Years ago, I was watching Channel City and there was a man that was paraded. And in the midst when they were interviewing the people that they arrested, he was telling them, I'm a military man. I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier. They were not here. All true. And you see that he had been rough-handed. He said, we broke into the hideout of some criminals. And we caught these people. After some time, it was said that the man was really a military man. But guess where he was caught? He went to where they were smoking bro. And they rounded them up. They rounded them up. You are a military man or not? You were there. Some suspected armed robbers are there. You are part of them. You are there. Many are in the wrong place. They took themselves to the wrong location and what was supposed to come upon them came upon them. You can be winners and you are in that place and they will catch you with them. They will catch you with them. Don't be at the wrong place. He says, start from my sanctuary. There is exemption. But let the seal be on you. There is exemption. But be in the principle to be spared. Now let's look at some example of exemption stories. There was a time the world was said to be destroyed in the time of Noah, according to the book of Genesis. And God warned Noah. And the Bible said, Noah being warned of God did what? He moved and he did what? He prepared what? The ark. As many as entered the ark were what? Were saved. They were saved. They were saved. Exemption. Number two, Lot and his family. Sodom and Gomorrah was to be destroyed. An angel came to visit. He said, leave the land. Don't look back. The wife looked back, she turned to the pillar of salt. But as many as obeyed were what? They were exempted. Even in this time. When evil is moving around, God is sending his angels exempting men, and you'll be one of them. Number three, Moses, when he was born, all the children of his age were slaughtered, but he was exempted. Wisdom came upon his mother, and they put him by the river. And then the sister went and stood there, and Pharaoh's daughter, they placed him there strategically for Pharaoh's daughter to see. Read through scripture, you find out that they know that same Pharaoh's daughter always comes to that place to do what? To bathe. And they put him there. If this girl sees this child, he will be saved. It's better than keeping him for him to be slaughtered. Exemption, sir. Exemption, sir. When God's plan comes your way, you follow his instruction, you'll be exempted. It doesn't matter how many people fall prey. All his henchmen were slaughtered, but he was accepted. Number four, Israel in Egypt. When Israel was in Egypt, when all the plagues came, there was exemption. When there was no light in Egypt, the Bible said there was light in Goshen. When their cattle were dying in Egypt, their cattle in what? In Goshen was what? Was growing. They were in the same land. Goshen was inside Egypt. Yet what was happening in Egypt did not enter Goshen. There was exemption. There was exemption, sir. There was exemption. There was preservation. This God exempts. That is happening to others does not mean it can happen to you. Let your faith come alive. My case is different. Oh, pastor, they said they are going to sack 50 people. No, I know they have sacked me. I know I'm a mom. Who told you? There is exemption for you. Even if they must sack everybody, you will not be there. Even if somebody must die of stray bullet, must it be you? No, no. Somebody will definitely die of stray bullet. Somebody will definitely pass through a lot of evil, but it shouldn't be you. You should be accepted. There is provision for what? For exemption. There is provision for exemption. I just want to stay your faith, sir. I don't know what's happening. Maybe you have faith. It will also happen to me. There is place for God to exempt you. I want you to believe it. God is able to exempt. Other marriages are breaking. Your own will not break. Your own will not crash. There is place for exemption. How about the story of Moses in Genesis? The serpent. The children of Israel sinned against God. Now, a serpent came and bit them. That was the greatest text that was recorded. But exemption came. The Bible said, whoever will lift up his face and look at the serpent that was molded by Moses, he said, shall be saved. Whoever will lift up his eyes, sir. All, everybody was beaten by the snake, but not everybody died. Everybody was beaten by the snake, not everybody died. Amen. Is someone getting slapped now? The snake beat them. Some looked at it and they lived. They looked at the serpent and they lived. Some refused to look and they died. Not everybody that the challenge happened to was destroyed. So the Bible said, though we fell down, but we are not cast down. Though it looks as if we are brought down, but we are not destroyed. Though I felt ill, but I won't die in that sickness. I'm coming out. They looked and there was what? There was exemption. Someone said there will be exemption for me. Isaac, when there was famine in the land, there was no rain. He was planning already to leave the land and to get down to Egypt. He was planning to relocate, but God encouraged him to stay. And in the same land, a land that rain has not fallen for all through the year. And you are going to go and put corn in the ground. You are going to put cassava. How did the cassava grow? Isaac sold. And Isaac sold what? I was preparing this message and light came to me. He said, do you know there's somebody that copied Isaac? You know one thing about business? For example, nobody is selling popcorn in this area. Start selling popcorn tomorrow. Let people gather and start buying. Give it 2 weeks. Somebody will open the game. That's the world we live in. Amen. So, even working people will copy. So, when they saw that Isaac's plant was growing, many people would have gone to do what? To sow. Many people would have gone to sow. You think they would just look at him? Many people would have gone to sow. But only the one of Isaac did what? Produced. Only the one of Isaac produced. Only the one of Isaac produced. Because there was exemption. Though every everything in the physical looked that it was not favorable for planting. But Isaac planted, and yet he walked. For someone, because of exemption, protocols will be broken for you. I said protocols will be broken for you. In the name of Jesus. I see the person that got a job without a certificate. This God. An interview that over 300 people came. They needed 7 people. He had a certificate though. So he came for the interview. And after the, during the course of the bring your credentials, he began to search and the credential was not there. While they were discussing outside, somebody that came with masters was there. And he told the man, I forgot this. I graduated from UI. The man said, okay. And the person interviewing them, I think he graduated from UI also. And then he got, he said, your certificate is not, I said, okay, there's no problem. He said, when you are resuming next week, come with the certificate. Some came with their certificate and they went home without the job, sir. Without the job, sir. Sir, this God exempts, sir. When he is leading you, when you are in his principles, sir, even when the everything is against you, he will stand for you. He will make sure it works for you, sir. Yes, sir. That's the God you serve. That's the God you serve. There was a testimony I wanted to share with us, but I couldn't get the video while preparing this message. A number of winners went to get, he went to ease himself. So he parked his car at a filling station. And he entered into the toilet to ease himself. From easing himself, he graduated to passing out escalator. In the midst of passing out escalator, he was hearing noise. And when he came out, the filling station where he was had caught fire. A tanker had fallen, busted into flames. Cars that were parked there, all of them were burnt. And then he came out. And when he came out, everybody was looking at one car. Everybody gathered around one car. It was the car of this man. It was the car of this man, sir. The one in front caught flame. The one at the back caught flame. It was videoed, sir. That's the strange God. They came with physics. They said the wind was blowing the trajectory. You know, there's always explanation. It's never God. It's always a wind, all manner. They brought all the whole mathematics and they explained it. But all I knew, a car in front caught fire, the one at the back caught fire, chains of cars caught fire, and one was not born, sir. It's exemption. It's exemption. It may be physics for you. For me, it's exemption. I see the hand of God. I see the hand of God, sir. That's exemption. He wasn't even there. So this exemption even involves what belongs to you. Someone said, I'll be exempted. How about Jesus? When he was born, Herod wanted to kill him. Herod started killing all the little children, but he was exempted. God exempted him to the level that some people that went to look for him in the place of Herod. You know, Satan is very wonderful. When the star came, those wise men saw it. And Satan led them to go and meet Herod. A king is born. And Herod told them, where you find the king, come and meet me and tell me. And they had seen Jesus. They didn't mention it to the parents of Jesus. And then they had mentioned it to Mary. Mary would say, please, oh, don't tell Herod about my child. He didn't tell her. They were going back to meet Herod. But on their way, an angel appeared to them and told them, go, don't meet Herod again. That was how the life of Jesus would have been spent. Someone would say, Jesus could have not been killed, so he would have been killed. Yeah. You know how I know that he would have been killed? After that episode, an angel appeared to Joseph and told him, carry the child and flee to Egypt. Adult Jesus might not be killed, but little Jesus would have been killed. When your vision is small, it is very, very easy to kill it then. I don't know whether someone is getting that. Plant a tree today. A little child can pull it off, but let it grow. It will take men with machineries to cut it down. That's why sometimes what will preserve you for your exemption is silence. All the angels told those people, close your mouth, you have seen the king. Oh, yeah, go. That's why sometimes some of us, what brings the attack is because even before the thing is mature, we've opened it. But for someone, has there been something you brought up that is how to bring an affliction? God is said to exempt you. God is said to exempt you. In the name of Jesus. So, we must align with scriptural principles for us to enjoy all this exemption. All the people I mentioned, sir, they align with principles in scripture that brought about the exemption. You must align. Years ago, the Holy Spirit told me, David, if you don't want to end the way they end, don't do what they do. And that has guided me in ministry. If I look at you, I don't like the fruit in your life, I stay away from what you do. If I see you and I don't want to end like you. Because the truth is, the people you do what they do, you will eventually end like they are. You will eventually end like that. Study with a first class student. Give your results on time. If you don't end with a first class, your CGPA will be about 4 point something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do all the first class person is doing. You are strong, sir. Look for that first class. Gun the person. When is reading read? When is going to let your goal, sir? And you will see the same order of result or something close. When you still live with a failure, and you do the things a failure does, you will get the result of a failure. So a wise man said, if you see 5 millionaires, he said you are going to be deceased if you are in the midst. And if you are in the midst also of 5 failures, give yourself time. Give yourself time. You will be the next. As a woman, all your friends are divorcees. Be careful. You are trending a dangerous path. You are trending a dangerous path. A dangerous path. The Lord give you understanding. John chapter 3, verse 14 to 21, shows us that it is a choice. Exemption is a choice. You must make the choice to keep the principle. So the Bible said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the same serpent that all that looked were saved, and even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I told you what it means to perish. Now, don't confuse perishing and eternal life. They are two different things. It will reduce your scope of understanding of what is available for you in Christ. When you talk about perishing, your mind should go to perishable goods. Some of us know what is called perishable goods. One of them is tomatoes. Go and get fresh tomatoes from Joss now and let them price it. Travel with it to Ogara. Let it fall down. Let it work on it. It will turn to what we call in my place Awalawa tomatoes. The price of Awalawa and the normal fresh tomatoes is not the same. It's almost getting life. When you walk in the principles of Christ, your life has value. Your life has value. That is what adds value to your life here on earth. Even before you now get what? Eternal life. He said he will not perish. Just as they looked and they survived. If you will take the principle also, if you will look, you will live. Next verse. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That was the reason he came. That was the reason he taught. So inside his teachings, there are principles of your what? Of your exemption. Someone said here. Quickly tonight, we spend some more time. Let's look at the principles of exemption. We don't look at 5 of them. There are many of them, sir. But I believe these 5 are more important from my own little understanding. There are many more, sir. That's why you need to go through scripture to understand. That's why you must study scripture to understand. There are many of them. But just let's look at these 5. Number 1, obedience to scriptural instruction will exempt you. When you obey the commands and the instruction that are in your Bible, you'll be exempted from the evil of this time. You'll be exempted from every evil in this time. Just obeying what the Bible tells you will exempt you. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth what? Evil. And hides himself. But an ignorant man, that's a simple man, a man that does not know anything, is what? Is passed on and what? And is punished. Life will punish the ignorant. Life will punish the ignorant. When you are ignorant to the instructions of God, life will end up punishing you. Obey the instructions. Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 4. David speaking. The Lord is my shepherd. The Bible is my director. The principles of Jesus is what is leading me. Jesus is the one leading me.
Therefore, what will happen? Verse 4.
If God is the one leading me, verse 4. Go to verse 4. Studio. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. When he's leading me, 1,000 shall fall by my side, 10,000 by my right hand, but it shall not come near me, because I am moving by what? My principles. Some of us are here. Number 2. Principles of serving God. Anyone that is serving God will be exempted. Anyone that is serving God will be exempted. Malachi 3:16. As a father spareth his son that serveth him, so shall I spare him. As a father spareth his son that serveth him, so will I spare him. Amen. Something happened years ago. A family, one poor boy, somehow, got in love with their daughter. The family were doing so well. And all of a sudden, this boy was connected to people that were living rough life. And the sister of this guy, her elder sister, came back from abroad. And she brought fridge, all these secondhand stuffs, many of them, so that they may be selling them. And this boy saw it. And they all left. In the night, some people came to the house, broke the door, came with his vehicle. They spent close to 3 hours there. They cut it away with those things. Everything. Everything that the lady bought. And the lady was offended and said, no, we must get to the root of this issue. And he came in the morning and was consoling with them. Ah, what happened? Amrobas came. Jesus, this weekend Amrobas. Hey, I'm a Elon. I saw we see Amor. And then police went on. They couldn't get them. And they came. That lady that came from abroad was sitting, and then she bought something for someone. One smoker in the area, an alcoholic chairman. You know, just bought something for him. Say, eat. You know, it's that. But you do good for me. I could tell you something. Come. No toxin and meet up. That's your sister when they come to you. So now that's your sister husband. Now I carry them home. If you go in the house now, the TV, they're there. They went there with the police, they saw the television, sir. The guy even hung the television inside his parlor. You can see a foolish thief. He hung it in his parlor. They saw him there. They took him. He called all the other ones. They called them. Sir, they shot all the other ones. They wanted to kill him. The same family paid more in millions for that young man not to be killed. The other ones that followed him, they were all executed. That young man was there. Because they later found out that their sister was what? Was pregnant. And the elder sister said, when this child will grow, and they tell him that I am the one that killed his father, how will he look at me? This one was just a relationship that saved that young man. Imagine God that is your father that you are serving. Why will he not spare you? Why will he not spare you? Some of us are here. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17. Proverbs 13:17. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is what? His health. When you are faithful as a servant of God, God will keep you away from what? From mischief. Number 3, quickly. The principle of giving. Giving exempts us. Psalm 112, verse 5 to 10. Psalm 112, verse 5 to 10. David began to give a prophecy and a clear understanding of a man that is a giver. And he says, a good man showeth favor, he lendereth, he will guide his affair with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of the evil happenings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Verse 8, his heart is established, he shall not be afraid. He can't be afraid. He's a giver until he sees his desires upon his work. His enemies. Verse 9. He has dispersed. He has not only given. He has given even unto the what? To the poor. He said his righteousness therefore enduring for what? Forever. Verse 10. The wicked will see it. They will be angry. They will gnash with their teeth. But their desire will what? Will perish. Years ago, most times I see my dad making some expenses. Maybe we are traveling to see some people. I said, why are you doing? He said, it's a job.
And over time, I began to understand what it means. And when I became a Christian, I properly understand what it means. It takes away problem and trouble from you. It takes away problem and trouble for you. It takes it away. Even lawyers do what they call a pro bono case so that their law career can go forward. Sometimes, from that your skill, from that thing you are doing, do something for someone that cannot give you anything. And it will spare you from what? From evil. In the time of trouble, God will remember it. He said, even upon his sick bed, it will be remembered. Say, if you close your ear to the cry of the poor, when you cry, God will also close his ear. Someone say here. I know someone got light here. Number four, live. Have a mind of what? Faith. Someone say faith. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of what? Of life. Sir, many a time before an attack becomes real, you receive it. Recently, there was a time, I think that was last year, when I preached. So it made me to calm down, don't shout that much. And it looks as if my chest will just seize. And then I was going through a documentary online. They were saying, heart scar, this and that. They were just talking. Say, God forbid. Now somebody will look at, so this was happening to me. No wonder. It begins to enter. Before you know, it has materialized. Sir. We are not ignorant of facts, sir. But don't receive the report of the devil. You just sit down as a young girl. You are not yet married. They are looking at your stomach. This might be five problems. They say five problems people stomach be. You are welcoming it. You are inviting it. Leave a mind of faith. Even if it is dead, you should be praying against it. You can't be here. And someone will say, Pastor, but we can't deny the fact now. We know. We know we can't deny the fact. But live a life of faith. Don't welcome everything, no. That was last week. Someone called me, say, I want to pray for you, sir. I saw you in the coffin. I saw you dead. Give me. All true. My wife was laughing yesterday. She made the same voice note again. No, daddy, you won't die. I can't die. I have not fulfilled my vision on earth. Whether you saw it in physical or clean your eye, man. It's not me you saw. Live a life of faith. Some of you are just moving one pendulum on your road. Your name is Cecilia. Yes, sir. He said, I see you dying. Oh, I see death. Hey, Father, pray it out of me. Pray it out. You are panicking. You are jumping. Have you not heard that? Who is that man that says the thing and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? He said, shall I do a new thing and not reveal it to you? How come you showing a vision concerning you to another person? He went to get through scripture again. He said, you shall not die. You shall live to fulfill the word of the Lord. He would declare his word. So many things about scripture. Jesus said, as many that he gave their life, they are in his hand. No man can prove them. He said, the number of your head, he knows. He does not just know the number. He knows which one is this. Pluck out two hairs from your head. See if you can know the difference between the two. And God says he knows the difference between all the hairs in your head. And none of them will fall to the ground without his knowledge. Why do you think one devil can kill him? We need to understand this God. Someone said here. Well, number five. Plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. We'll read verse 10, verse 12, then we'll go to verse 11. It says in verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our day. Before God, what? Day and what? Now go to verse 12. There was joy in heaven because Satan has been cast to the earth. He says, therefore rejoice in heaven and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the world and to the sea. For the devil is come down unto you and is having what? Anger. You know why anger is high? It now becomes what? Rot. Amen. He said, because he knoweth that he has a what? A short time. But does it mean that Satan will destroy us? Go back to verse 11. Here is our safety. And Pastor David overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word. And they loved not their lives even unto the word. The word is what you use to overcome him, and the blood of what? Jesus. Someone say here. Zechariah chapter 9, in case you are confused on what the blood will do for you tonight again. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to 12. I round up with that. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to 12. Cancer is dropping today. Arthritis is going today. Every challenge, cholera, every challenge of the enemy in anyone's body is falling off tonight. It says, as for thee also, by the blood of the new covenant, not the old covenant, sir, the blood of the covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Every difficult situation tonight you are coming out. It said, turn ye therefore to your stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto you. The Lord is making double someone's way. So there is exceptions in the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood. When you see some issues, I'm robbers and your compound robbing, instead of crying, hey, wait. The blood of Jesus. This house is preserved. They won't see this house. That's how a Christian moves. That's how a Christian moves. I plead the blood of Jesus over this house. They call you and say, how robbers are robbing your garden? Your shop is there. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. You should engage in prayer, not panicking. Your panicking will not be. Jesus said something. He said, How many of you taking thoughts have added height to yourself? All the thinking you've been thinking, have it made you taller? No. So why not just hand it over to someone that can do something about it? Who is Jesus? Over my results. Someone threatens you in school. Plead the blood of Jesus over me. Every hand that is coming upon me. The Lord is watching over my result. The eye of the evil one will not see. Sir, my progress provider, because I refuse to pay money that they pay to do project for people. He said, I will graduate. I've shared this story over and over again. And I've taken it that way. Because he started with us. He's the one that sees his project students on Sunday. When people are in church, his own project students will come to meet him. And I won't go. So we already started with that. So he won't assist me. He asked us again to pay money. The money was not there. So I wrote, and when I will not bring it to him, okay, vex my project work. It's a problem. He won't vex it. So I wrote it myself. One of my classmates, Maureen, very good. She read it, made corrections for me. She was the one making corrections for me. Anywhere there is no comma. And then when time came, he said, I'm not going to graduate. He said he would tell the project person. When it was time for me to defend, he stepped out. I finished defending. He came back. I finished defending. So after everything, when I saw my result, I bought a wine because in my heart I thought he has forgiven me. So I went to his office and I said, I want him to say, thank you, sir. I'm grateful. I just came to appeal. May I came. He said, No. You think you can come and beg me with this wine? This one. You won't graduate. Oh, my wife. I went to me and my friends. We drank it. We drank the wine, sir. He didn't know, sir. In the same way, someone's story is changing. So when God is out to do it for you, no man has. He didn't know. I see the lecture that a student that he sent out of his class, he must pay my thought. He gave him a distinction. He didn't know his name again. Is the God you serve, sir? Sir, I understand that it is possible with him, but you play your part and let him do the rest. Rise up on your feet this morning. Bow down your heads. The beginning of exemption starts with being born again. You are here, you are not born again. I want to connect you back to Jesus. You are here, you are not born again. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. Let's say this prayer quickly. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I know I'm a sinner. But I know you died for me. And on the third day resurrected. Write my name in the book of life. From today, let me begin to enjoy your exemption covenant. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Heavenly Father, I pray for every of these souls, even as they make this decision today. Grace for them to remain in the name of Jesus. Grace for them to remain in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Stretch out your hand before this communion table and begin to decree all that you want God to restore. Is it your health? Is it finances? Whatsoever, wherever you need restoration. Zechariah says, the one says, I will restore unto you. I will render double. I will
will bring you out by the blood of the covenant. Begin to make declarations. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Is there currently something you are afraid of? I'll be exempted. My result will be distinction. I'll be exempted. My case is different. My case is different. My case is different. I serve the living God. My case is different. Pray from the depth of your heart. 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 Declare it, declare it. He said, declare that thou art then justified. You must declare for him to perfect. You must declare for him to perfect. Declare that thou art then justified. Declare that thou art then justified. The covenant of exemption is a reality. It will be real in your life. Evil does not come close to you. It does not come close to your abode. Leraga doja de regeda. Ita doja talia ketena. Malaronga talia ketelo roketa. Isha tembrende kilanda kora. Shere tembrende kilatoa. Isha tembrende kilata karo kaze. Rebede kilanda talo. Ina talia ketena.
To come alive. Hearing is my establishment for my safety according to scripture. I believe the book of Isaiah. Pardon me, I couldn't call the verse today. But it talks about no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But when you read from it, he said the blacksmith in this our time, that's the native doctor that produces the charm. The charm is, he said, I created the native doctor that produced the charm. And I am telling you that no weapon that he forms against you shall prosper. He said, I created the blacksmith that makes the weapon. And I'm telling you that that knowledge he has to create the weapon. There is no way he can. He doesn't have the weapon to the knowledge to create the one that can have you. Carry this mentality, sir. When they called Balaam to curse the children of Israel, he said, Jacob, Israel, was in his tent. As long as you remain in the place of obedience, no curse of the enemy can come. As long as you are living a life that you are supposed to live according to scripture, no evil. He says, say unto the righteous, it is well with it. Stretch out your hand once more tonight and declare your safety. And praise God. Even in this evil season, I and my family, we are preserved. We are preserved. We are preserved. We are in safety. 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 Father, we bless your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Tonight in our midst, we'll see instant testimonies. Today, we'll see instant miracles. God is showing up for you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Partake of it in faith as we welcome the prayer to minister.
When I brought you across the world, and we moved to see because you're